Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension dairy specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning what we might need to consider as we feed cows through these economic times. As you look at your total feed cost budget and your total cost on your dairy, feed cost is probably more than 50% of your expenses. So many of us are concerned about that, but I want you to understand that feed is very, very important to your animals. Number one, you only get one chance to set peak milk production in a cow's lactation. So if you short her on groceries, i.e. nutrients, and she has a lower peak, she's going to have a lower milk production level throughout the lactation. So make sure you make your choices wisely. Make sure you're using a nutritionist to balance those rations as they should be. As we look at what's important in the ration, the pounds of dry matter fed per unit of milk is very important. In general, we should be feeding about 1.5 pounds of dry matter for every pound of milk that our cows are producing. And as you look at components, obviously as we look at fat and protein that your animals are producing, how much should they be producing? Well, in general, we'd say that they need to be producing about 5.5 pounds or more of fat and protein per cow per day. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, reminding our dairy producers that cutting feed cost could come at a cost of increased milk production.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.